This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whatever you want. We've had people talking about the phenomenon of Pokemon Go, which has just blown up to the top of the download charts within hours.
As Donald Trump would say, it's huge.
Within hours of its release last week, according to one of the stories I found here about Pokemon Go, some of the charts and data about its download. Apparently, I was wrong in speculating that it was available to the world. It is available only so far officially in the United States, Australia, and New Zealand. But in those countries, it has already caught fire, according to SimilarWeb.com. On July 8th, it is now the 11th when we're doing this show. Only 2 days after the app's release, it was already installed on 5.16% of all Android devices in the United States. If that doesn't seem like much, consider that by Thursday, July 7th, that's like one day after it was released, Pokemon was already installed on more U.S. Android phones than the Tinder app. Tinder, the incredibly popular dating app or sex app or whatever you want to call
it. So I wonder, the hookup would probably be the right word, but okay. I wonder if people are using the Pokemon Go to wind up hooking up with people. Because we do know
question.
That somebody was somehow able to use the Pokemon Go app to wind up finding people that he could rob.
Is it prostitution if you have sex for Pokemon?
It would depend on the wording of the statute in the state. Some states, I know New Hampshire is one of those where they use this sort of all-encompassing term to where technically, if you tell your significant other, hey, I'll do X if you do the dishes.
Any kind of deal, any kind of
any kind of
consideration,
I believe, is the legal term that they use.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you do the dishes and I'll, you know, do something for you. Technically prostitution in New Hampshire.
It's not just installs where Pokemon Go is killing it. On app management as well, the app's usage has been unbelievably high. Over 60% of those who have downloaded the app in the U.S. are using it daily, meaning around 3% of the entire U.S. Android population are users of the app. Remember, this data is a few days old at this point. This metric, which we refer to as daily active users, has put Pokemon Go neck and neck with Twitter. And in a few more days, Pokemon Go will likely have more users, daily active users, than well-established social networks, or than Twitter. For instance, they say that Pokemon Go is taking up a ton of user time. As of July 8th, the app was being used for an average of 43 minutes, 23 seconds per day, which is higher than WhatsApp, Instagram, Snapchat, and Messenger. That's pretty shocking.
Yeah.
Think about how many young people are on Facebook, are using the Facebook Messenger app. This thing has, according to this chart here at SimilarWeb.com, 43 minutes a day for Pokemon Go users, 12 minutes on Messenger. So four times as many minutes
being
spent.
About 3.5.
Yeah, on Pokemon Go. And that's on day number two. Outside of the U.S., users around the world have been trying to download Pokemon Go using an APK by bypassing the official App Store. Since the app's release, according to APKMirror.com, their traffic exploded, increasing from just over 600,000 visits on July 5th, so before the app was released, and shooting up to 4 million visits on July 6th.
Wow.
So it's an incredible amount of people interested in this app, downloading it and using it. The New York Times has more about the phenomenon and what augmented reality is all about. Because for some people, this is a new technology. This is a new concept, even though the idea of augmented reality has been around for years. This may be its first major market splash with a majorly heavily downloaded app that uses augmented reality. We'll talk more about augmented reality, and you can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. First up, we go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave in New Hampshire. Hey there.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
We got you.
I wanted to update you about the today we had a demonstration, a protest for NHExit.com.
Oh, all right. Tell me about it.
We decided that with Hillary being in the news and everything, we would protest against the FBI and suggest that they leave New Hampshire.
Well, that's a fine idea. So you went to the FBI's head office in Bedford, New Hampshire, as I understand it.
I don't know if it's a head office. I think it's considered a branch office.
Yeah.
We didn't see any of them while we were there. But
I bet they saw you.
Yeah, presumably.
I imagine the FBI has video cameras surveilling their property there.
I guess so, yeah. I did go by there a week or two ago just to sort of see if they were really there, mm-hmm. I thought eventually we might demonstrate there, but the day I was there, it was a weekend and I couldn't see for sure.
What kind of security is at the Bedford office of the FBI? Bedford's sort of a town just to the west, southwest of Manchester, kind of a bedroom community or a suburb of Manchester in that way. Not exactly a huge place.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of security they have because I couldn't get into the building. Maybe that would be an indicator. It was a weekend, so that was the reason it was closed. Or it was like after
I thought you were saying like it was today. It was yesterday, is what you're saying. Yeah, or the app.
The demonstration was today, but just a week or two ago, I did go by the office, and it was while the building was closed, so I didn't even go inside the building, and I didn't know where they were in the building.
So is it like just a privately owned building where they have an office in there, or is it an obviously sort of institutional government facility owned by the federal government?
It's leased. They're leasing it from some larger, from a company or something where they have like lots of different businesses in the same building, I think.
So then you at the very least can access the parking lot. There's no physical security, barbed wire fence or anything like that around the place.
We could have. I chose not to go into the parking lot during the demonstration. I figured we would, we should stay off private property, essentially. But some activists did park in that parking lot. What we ended up doing was demonstrating at a busy intersection, which was right nearby. And it sort of turned into more of a sine wave, especially with them not trying to interfere with us or come out and tell us what to do or anything like that.
So were there a lot of NHExit secessionist signs, or were there specific go away FBI signs, or both?
It was a pretty non-controlled protest. It was sort of everybody just did their own thing, and I think a lot of people driving past at first didn't have any idea what we were doing there. So I made up. I already have one sign that says NHExit.com on it, so I went ahead and made a second one. And instead of doing much of anything else, I pretty much spent almost the whole time just standing as far forward or backward from the crowd with a sign that just said NHExit.com, so that the last thing people would see as they drove by would be that URL.
Cool.
Hopefully they'd remember it.
Great. I love it. I love that there's regular secession events happening in New Hampshire now. It's been one a week for the last 3 weeks, and I think keeping up the pressure is a good idea to continue conversations, to continue starting conversations in the media and at dinner tables, at offices, water coolers, that kind of thing.
And speaking of Hillary, her and Bernie will both be in Portsmouth tomorrow.
Together?
Together. And I'm trying to find out what time. So far, I've seen several news stories about they were both going to be in New Hampshire. And for some reason, I thought it was going to be today. And, Dave mentioned the protest, I was like, wait, when's Hillary coming to New Hampshire? It's actually going to be tomorrow.
So is old Bernie falling in line here with the Democratic Party? Is he getting behind the establishment at this point?
The speculation is that Bernie will actually wind up endorsing Hillary tomorrow the Portsmouth High School. But again, I cannot find out what time the event begins.
Well, it's not like they're going to let you in anyway.
I wasn't going to drive 2 hours to go. But anybody that's nearby or closer, it would be an excellent...
Might be a good NHExit opportunity.
NHExit.
Yeah, that's a good point. Dave,
go
ahead.
A couple things I wanted to mention. First of all, the turnout was fairly disappointing. I think there were only about 9 of us. And Also, we did not get any reporters. No reporters showed up, except for, you know, unless you count me.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, we got to keep up the pressure. And in that case, I did not send a press release out. Not that I should be the only one who does those things. But Dave, thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can talk about whatever's on your mind, whether it's Bernie and Hillary or Pokemon Go, the humongously popular app that is available right now for smartphone devices, with now more than 7 million downloads in less than a week, I believe, since it was released.
Something like that, probably. Yeah. I'm looking at the listing in the Google Play Store,
yep.
And it just shows 5 million plus.
Right.
It's a 50, almost 57 megabyte program.
That's big.
In-app purchases range from 99 cents to $99.99.
According to one estimate, speaking of those in-app purchases, only estimated for the iPhone version of the game, 1.6 million, I believe, per day is being brought in through those in-app purchases, and that's just supposedly on the iOS platform. So that doesn't include however many Android users are purchasing whatever it is they're buying there for 99 cents or more.
Right, and here's something that seems a little strange to me. Under notes about the app, this app is free to play and offers in-game purchases. It is optimized for smartphones, not tablets. Is there some kind of weird tracking purpose for that?
A lot of tablets, the cheaper tablets don't have GPS. So the tablet I have does not have GPS. So it does not know unless it is Wi-Fi connected where it is.
Okay.
So that could be what they're saying. Also, it could just simply be that the phone, the layout of the screen is set up for a phone and not a tablet. Tablets have a higher resolution generally than a phone will. There's more screen space. So it may not have just simply been designed for use on a tablet. What they're doing is they're warning you, saying it might look funky on a larger screen. I think that's all that.
It also says compatibility not guaranteed for devices without GPS,
right,
or devices that are connected only to Wi-Fi networks.
Yep. So let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph. Ralph in New Jersey, going once. Ralph in New Jersey.
Okay.
There you are. All right, go ahead.
Here's the deal, right? You probably heard the pronouncement made by Lady Godiva today on CNN about
who?
I want to have a talk with white people. I mean, this is
who is Lady Godiva? Is that like Lady Gaga or something?
What? No. That's Hillary Clinton. I'm a woman.
Who?
That's Hillary right there. That's Hillary.
Okay.
Yes. All right, that's Lady Godiva, and, you know.
So, hold on. Lady Godiva was famous for having ridden through town naked on horseback. Are you wanting to see Hillary ride around naked on a horse?
Well, this obscenity, that is pushed upon us, Hillary, is now urging white people to, you know, live the experience of the black. Okay.
She's ordering white people to live the experience of black people.
Oh, that's right. In effect, you know, this is typical white self-hate or white guilt. You can't take a break regarding that. And you got
it just sounds like authoritarianism to me. I mean, to order someone to have some sort of an experience that they obviously can't have.
You know white guilty. You know white guilty. Okay.
I don't know white guilty. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I know the idea of it, but I don't know it personally. Why do you keep saying that, Ralph?
You know the list, Ralph?
I'm not guilty, sir, for oppressing other human beings throughout history.
You know, I forgot the first name now, but you... Rachel.
My name's Ian.
Rachel de LaSalle. Do you remember that one?
Rachel, from the South.
Yeah. That's herself, identify herself as a black individual. That's probably...
I don't know.
The woman from Montana, Rachel Dolezal, was the head of, like, the NAACP.
Yeah. She was masquerading as though she were black. She had, a black hairstyle. She dyed herself or something like that.
Yeah.
Let's go on with the issue of the day, okay? At the heart of the market...
Pokemon Go?
How is Pokemon racist? Like, they're all yellow. I know. They've all got Japanese names, so they're attributed that cultural attrition or whatever the hell has
Japanese names.
Pikachu sounds Japanese.
But then there's other ones like Charizard or something like that. That's not very Japanese. Ralph, good luck catching them all out there. Thanks for the call. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And Ian Hent. the company that created Pokemon is a Japanese company. That's yes. why they all have Japanese type names.
They don't all have Japanese type names, though. Squirtle? That's not a Japanese name.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's probably a Japanese version of the name, but that's the Americanized version. The company also has Nintendo of America offices that localizes games for local release. Although this one sounds like it was actually developed by Niantic Labs in partnership with Nintendo. So it may not have actually been developed by Nintendo of Japan. Although I'm sure they're working feverishly on a copy that will be released there right. within moments. I'm surprised it didn't get released in Japan at the same time as this version did. Maybe they're using the Americans to beta test it for them.
Yeah, they're probably like, let's see if the weird Americans will do this thing, and then right. you know, we might give it to the people over here.
Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Ricky.
Gentlemen, good evening.
What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about the Pokemon thing, but before
right.
I do, if possibly, because, you know, I don't see good, if Daryl could give me a helping hand and pull something up for me along the way, then I'll get back to him in a little bit.
That's right, Free Talk Live, your personal search assistance. Go ahead, Ricky.
What well, is you know what I think about.
What yeah, can we what search for you today?
Well, I'm going to resist the temptation. Daryl.
Yes,
he's sitting right here.
Hey, Daryl. If you could do me a favor.
Hey, Ricky.
If you could pull up Sega Retro / Windows _CE for me for a minute and check that out for me.
Warning.
Appreciate it.
Installing malware. What is he going to find on this page, and why should he pull it up for you?
Well, we'll get to that at the end.
Well, I don't know if we're going to have all that time.
Windows CE is an operating system developed by Microsoft. Sega Dreamcast is known for running an optimized version of something.
Okay, so there you go. Sega Dreamcast.
It's all good, but the Pokemon crap. I used to be a competition class gamer till I started to lose my sight in about 11. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly that. This is designed to be Pokemon crap. And it is crap, and it's buggy crap, and it's supposed to be, and it's gaining the exact result that they want out of it.
Well, that sounds pretty conspiratorial. I mean, why is it supposed to be crap? Why would a company release a game that is full of bugs on purpose?
To make it hard to play. But then
why would they want to do that? They want to make it easy to play. They want people to buy stuff in the game. If the game's crashing or you can't log in because the servers are full, that prevents someone from buying the in-game purchases.
You pay to get better server connections.
Is that an option, or are you making that up?
I don't know. I'm just throwing out conspiracy
because that's what Ricky's doing.
I'm just making it up as we go along.
So is
not
he.
Not at all. That is exactly the way these things operate. I mean,
I don't think so, Ricky. Thank you for the call tonight. No, what it is the game is brand new. It got way more popular, way faster than they thought, and it crashed the servers when they had millions of people trying to log in. They have to scale it up faster than they expected. That's all. That is.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may bring up whatever's on your mind. Pokemon Go is a real phenomenon in download statistics, just an incredibly installed and kept game. Apparently, you know, they keep statistics as far as how many people download a game and keep it versus actually uninstalling it within a few days. And apparently a lot of people are holding on to Pokemon Go. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Also want to invite you to join us at HempFest coming up in real life. I don't know how many Pokemon will be hiding out on the Rogers Campground campus.
Hopefully zero.
I don't know. It sounds like these things are everywhere, Daryl. But NHHempFest.com, there's going to be thousands of people there, so you'll get to meet real people in real life, which is some people are saying is the big win to Pokemon Go, that people are meeting their neighbors for the first time. August 25th through the 28th, you'll be able to hang out with all kinds of cool folks at NH Hemp Fest at Rogers Campground. It's going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. Plus, we're going to be broadcasting live from the event Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. You'll be able to see the live broadcast if you have a VIP ticket. Go to NHHempFest.com. Learn more about the event there and mark your calendar August 25th through 28th at Rogers Campground in the northern beautiful White Mountains. Super awesome views.
Just the White Guilty Mountains.
Just an incredible place to spend some time. So, looking forward to it. NHMFest.com. We will see you there. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, you can share your thoughts. Pokemon Go, according to New York Times, represents one of those moments when a new technology, in this case, augmented reality or AR, which fuses digital technology with the physical world, breaks through from a niche toy for early adopters to something much bigger. The idea behind the technology is to overlay digital imagery on a person's view of the real world using the smartphone screen or a headset. In the case of Pokemon Go, players traverse the physical world following a digital map, searching for cartoon creatures that surface at random. People look through their smartphone cameras to find the Pokemon. When an animated creature appears, they toss Pokeballs at it until it is subdued. But Pokemon Go's public nature is causing unforeseen side effects, attracting crowds that disturb homeowners and creating opportunities for criminals to lure players into remote areas where they can be targeted for theft. In Australia, people have issued tips for how roving Pokemon Go players can safely play the game.
I guess I'm not understanding how somebody can lure another player somewhere.
Yeah, that part I don't really get either. So if you can explain that to
unless
us.
It's one of those things of, hey, I'm on red team as well, and I've got this Pokemon that I'll trade you if
maybe
you come to where I am.
But the last guy we had on said there's not a chat in the game. In Ingress, the previous game to the Pokemon Go, its predecessor, there was a chat, so you could actually talk with the other players in the game, and you could restrict the chat by kilometers. So you could only chat with players that are within 5 kilometers of your location or 50 kilometers or whatever amount. So, that would be more interesting for somebody who's experienced with the game to explain how that could be possible, given that the game doesn't allow you to interact directly with the other players, at least from what I've understood so far. They're talking about implementing new multiplayer features into the game, so it doesn't sound like they're really even done developing this product yet. Many technology companies thought augmented reality might first take off through specialized business applications that, for example, allow architects to visualize finished building projects in situ. I don't know what that means. In situ. S-I-T-U. Maybe they left out a word there. Instead, it took a game based on a beloved entertainment franchise from the mid-1990s in Japan to help the technology go mainstream. Pokemon, a hybrid of the words pocket and monsters, belongs to the Pokemon Company, which is partly owned by Nintendo. The Japanese game pioneer, which has struggled to adapt to the era of gaming on mobile devices like smartphones and tablets. In the cartoon, Pokemon trainers use characters to battle each other for sports. The uptake of Pokemon Go, which is so far only available in the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand, has been so furious that it sent Nintendo's market capitalization soaring $9 billion in the last few days. Pokemon Go, they say, is the work of a startup, Niantic, which we talked about earlier. They were a spin-off company from Google. They made Pokemon Go as a partnership with Nintendo. Like the most successful mobile games, while Pokemon Go is free to play, it gives players opportunities to buy virtual items for a few dollars to speed up their progress. The game's real-world nature also gives Niantic another intriguing money-making possibility by charging fast food restaurants, coffee shops, and other retail establishments to become sponsored locations where people are motivated to go and pick up virtual loot.
So that might be why that thing that I saw on Facebook where the guy, you know, presumably like the restaurant owner or manager was Pokemon for customers only.
Niantic has cut deals like that for Ingress, and Mr. Hankey said that's the owner of, or not owner, but the CEO or whatever of the company. So the company would announce sponsored locations for Pokemon Go in the future. Nintendo referred questions to a Pokemon Company representative who declined to comment, strangely, on Pokemon Go's popularity. Why would you have a spokesperson for media who doesn't want to talk about how popular the game is? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, depending on how the question was asked, maybe they called, he's in a meeting right now, my deadline's in 5 minutes, he was unavailable for comment.
Jan Dawson, technology analyst at Jackdaw Research, said Pokemon Go's success was an important moment for augmented reality, mainly because it doesn't require expensive extra equipment like a headset, which virtual reality games require. This clearly demonstrates augmented reality can cross over into the mainstream on the devices that people already have in at least some cases, but it doesn't necessarily do anything for the kind of AR and VR experiences that big companies are piling so much money into. For players, Pokemon Go has been a health booster and a social cementer. Kay Collins, 22-year-old healthcare worker in San Francisco, played the game for half a day straight on Sunday, while waiting in line at a tattoo parlor. My pedometer says I've taken way, way more steps throughout the day than I used to before I started playing this game. Of course, a lot of people are using the Fitbit thing. Mark was talking about how he and his wife have these things, the little bracelets or something like that that you wear that report back to your smartphone or Bluetooth-enabled device how far you've walked in any given day.
That's not the only thing it reports back.
The jumping jacks or whatever other things that it does.
Your heart rate, yeah. it gathers a lot of health information.
She said that it had helped her explore her neighborhood. Brad Ensworth, San Francisco State University student who played the game over the weekend, said he'd never been a fan of augmented reality gaming before Pokemon Go, but was drawn in by the game's surprisingly social aspect, which is an unusual thing. He says, quote, "You'll just run into people and spark up conversations immediately." He said while playing the game in Golden Gate Park, "We met this one guy who drove up from San Jose to collect Pokemon in the park, and he had more knowledge about this game than anyone else we've met so far. We called him the Guru." Pokemon mass gatherings are also on the horizon. Sarah Witch, a theater studies major at San Francisco State University, organized a Facebook group for a Pokemon Go crawl that is tentatively scheduled for July 20th. As of Monday evening, more than 18,000 people had indicated they were interested in attending, with more than 3,700 confirming that they would be there. And it's interesting, having seen Ingress, the game prior to Pokemon Go, the one that sort of inspired it to some extent, they have these, like, Ingress gatherings where the players will actually get together in real life, and I don't know exactly what they do. You know, some of them probably having sex with one another and, you know, going on dates.
But is that how you run a portal?
Others are. Others, I think, are just fighting over portals in large groups or whatever. So there is some social aspect to this, although apparently you can't see the other players on the map. So I guess you just have to ask somebody, hey, are you playing Pokemon Go? Like, you actually have to talk to people in real life, or I guess you can. Although they say there's nothing really that's multiplayer about the game yet, so I don't understand why people are sort of crowding around a phone and playing this game together. What is that? Why is it that it's beneficial to be social in this game?
That's, I don't know.
One aspect I don't understand.
But apparently there's a lot of shame involved with this game as well.
Really?
I've got an article from BuzzFeed where they're pulled a bunch of stuff off of, like, Facebook and Twitter. One guy tells his shameful story about what he did.
Uh-oh. It's naughty to get his Pokemon, huh?
Not necessarily naughty. He's just not really happy with himself.
All right, we'll find out what that is here in moments. Plus, I got some comments to highlight from our post over on Facebook about people playing the game. You can share your thoughts here as well. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. In the remaining moments, we've got enough time for you. If you want to get your call in now, 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget to help us out with the satellite fundraiser. It's happening right now with Free Talk Live and LRN.FM. It's a way to get the ideas of liberty onto more listeners around the globe. We've got satellite channels across North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. Would love to add one to Europe, as well as the Middle East and North Africa. We can do that all with one satellite, but it's going to cost some money. It's going to cost about twice as much as what the current two satellites cost. So you can go and support it over at fund.lrn.fm. That's fund.lrn.fm. There's perks available, and you can learn more about it. It's an Indiegogo fundraiser, and we did it last year, and we successfully did raise enough to continue our African satellite channel, so we'd like to be able to do that again this time around and also add a third channel. So please go to fund.lrn.fm. Makes a big difference for us. Your assistance is appreciated. It's good to know that other people agree with the mission of the satellite broadcast. Even in this day and age when it feels like everybody's on the internet, there are really billions of people around the world who don't have internet access. And so this is a way for them to get information and, in our case, the ideas of liberty directly into their ears through their satellite dish in their home. So go and learn more. Fund.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones. Actually, first, though, Daryl, you had a Pokemon confession. Someone admitting on, was it Twitter or Tumblr or something like that?
No, this, I believe, was somebody just speaking to the media. A man by the name of Harrison Forth from Brisbane, Australia, spoke about the lengths he went to beat a gym. He says, I drove to my nearest Pokemon Go gym, which was near a bar. I parked in the car park, sat in my car, beat the gym, and drove home. Forth said that while he did not regret the 10-minute drive, he certainly was not proud of it. And then they've got somebody else that had posted on Twitter, playing Pokemon Go outside, wondering if my neighbors think I'm a creepy girl taking pictures of their house. Somebody else said they skipped a lunch break and instead just walked around playing Pokemon Go. It says it's taking over my life.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here. To the phone, Will in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Will.
Hey, hope all's going well.
What's on your mind?
I should say, Minister Ian Bernard Freeman.
Uh-huh.
But anyway,
what were you calling about?
That call you get sometimes right there. And I'm a
You talking about James in Arizona?
Yeah, yes. I couldn't remember his name. Yeah, that guy, I've heard enough of the calls, and it's like, I'm a big Second Amendment person, and he's a guy who makes you nervous throwing a gun. You know what I mean? Or he sounds,
he doesn't make me nervous.
I get that. I'm just saying, he sounds like it. He sounds like somebody could be dangerous, whatever.
Yeah, no, I mean, he definitely sounds kind of crazy. He has threatened Mark and his family obscurely. I mean, he's never really come right out and layered out a full-on threat, but he sort of danced around, beats around.
Horrible stuff doesn't happen.
Right, like, I hope your house doesn't catch on fire tonight with your family in it.
Yeah, and I really have hope for the guy. I feel like he's hurting from something, you know, and he's got hurt or something, and he's, you know, needs to... And try to enjoy life more, you know, move on and, you know, do the best you can to make the best you can out of life. We only get one chance, you know.
Will, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You can continue and join us here, 855 450 free. So interesting stories about Pokemon Go all over the place. They're just dominating social media as well. There's a piece over at Fusion.net talking about how Pokemon Go is changing people's lives. One of the posts on our Facebook page from a Pokemon player, I'd asked the question earlier, is Pokemon Go a tool to gather information for the government to spy on you, or is it just a fun, innocent game? Bran responds, and he has a few things to say. Let's see. One of the things he says here is that Pokemon Go has been an amazing experience for me so far. I've actually been getting out of my house, getting tons of exercise, meeting tons of people in my neighborhood that I otherwise never would have had a reason to start a conversation with. It's getting people out into the real world and talking with one another, which is probably far more of a threat to government interests than it is an asset. He says the teams, by the way, have virtually no purpose at the moment other than for essentially playing capture the flag. Niantic had said that they are still figuring out how the multiplayer aspects of the game will work, but those features will be largely influenced by the players.
That just seems rather fair. We're going to put this feature in and we don't know how it's going to work yet.
I asked the question of Bran. I said, well, how do you meet other players if you can't see them on the map? You just ask people if they're playing if you see them on their phones. He says it's fairly obvious when you're out and about. People go out in groups to play together, and you can see them stopping at all the Pokestops, and they're usually pretty enthusiastic when a Pokemon appears. There's also self-organized online groups that you can get involved in to meet up and chat with other players in your area.
And then there was mentioned a couple times about people setting up robberies.
Yeah, in Australia, was it?
Well, I actually found a story. St. Charles County, Missouri.
Okay.
Four teenagers allegedly used the newly released Pokemon Go app to commit multiple robberies in St. Louis and St. Charles counties. 17-year-old, two 18-year-olds, and a 16-year-old. The names are in the article of three of the four. I'll withhold those. But it says the suspects were located by O'Fallon police after responding to an armed robbery call about 2 a.m. Sunday morning in St. Charles County. Suspects were sitting inside a vehicle with a handgun recovered. Police believe the suspects conducted multiple armed robberies by targeting their victims through the mobile game Pokemon Go. They believe the suspects added a beacon near a Pokestop in their location, which would lure more players. So apparently you can send out a signal of, Pokestop over here!
Yeah, and if you lure them to a back alley or something like that.
And then people go to where that beacon is, and then, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't even have to be a back alley, just, you know, someplace that's not well lit.
Pokemon Go has had a noticeable social effect, according to Fusion.net, on its players as well, one of which has seen people from across any number of demographic lines come together to share in the real thrill of the game's virtual hunt. It may look chaotic and random, and they highlight some tweets. One from a man in Central Park. He says, Pokemon Go is just insane right now. This is in Central Park. It's basically been HQ, or headquarters, for Pokemon Go. And he includes a picture, which is really full of people standing around in groups pointing their phones in different directions. So there are a
Isn't
lot.
That really what people do in, like, Central Park and Times Square? Is they just sort of, like, stand there and take pictures of stuff?
I guess. But it's apparently different, because this guy spends time in Central Park, so it's, like, more than normal. People are coming together, they say. Another post, people, it's bringing people together just when we need it most. Perhaps nowhere was this point better illustrated than in a recent Reddit post by user Sloth of Doom, who described his late-night experience hunting for Pokemon at a local park, where he describes meeting people that he otherwise would not have ever had a reason to talk to.
One man from Sydney, Australia, again, I'll withhold the name because I don't want to shame this poor guy, says that he is letting Pokemon Go dictate his work schedule. Quote, I purposefully moved a meeting with a client to next week so I could play more yesterday.
Oh, well, that's what addiction does.
That, and you wonder why I say this thing's ridiculous and ludicrous and asinine.
The phenomenon isn't just limited to Redditors either. Across social media, players have begun chiming in with their own stories of bonding with strangers while walking outside and playing the game. Quote, bonding with a pop-up worker over Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go bringing people together. Another quote from Twitter. Pokemon Go already bringing people together. Discussed with a gas station attendant. He got to brag about his new drowsy. Fantastic. So are we really making connections here? Or is this just something that is another unimportant thing for people to talk about?
It's another unimportant thing for people to talk about. Like, you're making that quote-unquote connection the same way you do when you find out, oh, we like the same football team. Yeah, that's cool. Did you watch the game yesterday? Yeah, right. How'd you like that play? And then you don't really talk about anything of substance.
Well, maybe it will lead to something more, Daryl. Maybe, you know, we're being too cynical here.
Yeah, it'll lead to people going to a Pokestop at 2 o'clock in the morning and getting jacked by a couple of teenagers.
Or maybe it'll lead to people getting together with groups of other players and actually getting to know them and getting to talk about more issues besides capturing Pokemon, but it seems that that wouldn't be the subject that most
people discuss.
I wonder
how many Pokemon Go players use Bitcoin.
Well, that would be really cool if you could actually buy things in-game with Bitcoin, but I don't know if that's going to be around the corner. I don't know if Nintendo has ever really experimented with it. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.